Hello, good evening. My name is Jesse, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
We can then proceed, sir, with the survey. I really appreciate that. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely to vote? Somewhat likely to vote? Not very likely to vote? Not at all likely to vote? Or you're not registered to vote?
Definitely.
Definitely going to vote. Thank you. What is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65 years old?
What is it? 55 to 65, or whatever you said?
56 to 65, right? Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten up on the wrong track?
No, they're okay.
Okay. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear in your ballot this November. Please indicate how you would vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Mileage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 cents per $1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This mileage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would vote yes.
Okay, and you would definitely vote yes or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely.
Thank you. Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
And it will still definitely vote yes or probably yes in favor?
Definitely.
Thank you for your opinion. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I'd vote yes.
And still definitely vote yes in favor, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. As mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Or I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Or I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or I oppose this proposal regardless on how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Which one comes closest to your opinion?
I'm fine with the current proposal.
You're fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Thank you, sir, for your opinion. Now, from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Protecting water quality and water supply, improving public education in local schools, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, making housing more affordable, reducing traffic and congestion, holding the line on the property taxes and reducing government spending, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, improving local roads and infrastructure, controlling growth and development. You can select one.
I don't remember them all. I think, what was the one about housing?
Yes, it would be in this case making housing more affordable.
That would be a good one, yeah.
And thank you so much, sir. You will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Your city or township government, favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Using the same options, Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TAR Trails.
Favorable.
Somewhat or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. And the Grand Traverse County Government?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
I appreciate your opinion, sir. Do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too slowly.
Okay. If approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
I trust them.
Definitely trust them or probably trust them?
Definitely.
Thank you, sir. There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. Approve or disapprove? To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplace, shops, and parks.
Approve.
Do you strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. Using the same options, to maintain existing trails.
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. To protect open space from residential and commercial development.
I'm not sure I understand the question. So this is about maintaining trails?
Exactly. It's about a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct trails in Traverse County. Exactly. So one of them is to protect open space from residential and commercial development. Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you very much. To increase the non-motorized transportation options.
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. To promote local economic development.
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space.
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. To promote recreational opportunities?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Sorry?
Strongly.
Thank you. To plan and construct new trails?
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly, sir?
Strongly.
Thank you. To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling?
Approve.
And is that strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. To promote health and wellness?
Strongly.
Strongly approve? Thank you so much for your opinion, sir. Moving forward now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? A, constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County. Or B, ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained?
I would say the first one.
The first one, thank you, sir. You will now be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each would make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. More likely or less likely. If it would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
More likely.
And somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. A citizens oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commissions into their decision-making and ensures the funds are administered for their intended purposes.
Much more likely.
Okay. The funds from this proposal will be matched with the federal, state, and private funds.
Much more likely.
There will be full public disclosure of all project spending.
Much more likely.
Thank you so much, sir, for your opinion. Now, you will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plans and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs. How convincing do you find it? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all convincing?
Very.
Very convincing. You see the same options. This proposal would improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby. Which will be your answer?
Can you repeat that one? Sorry.
Yeah, this proposal would improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
Very convincing.
Thank you. This proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Very convincing.
Mm-hmm. This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Very convincing.
Thank you. This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
Very convincing.
Okay. $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. Now, this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife, habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Very convincing.
Okay. Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tar Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal would help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county. Grand Traverse County, I'm sorry. Same options.
Very convincing.
Thank you. In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
Very convincing.
And Grand Traverse County's trail network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Very convincing.
Thank you so very much for your opinion, sir. Moving forward now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Vote yes.
And still definitely yes or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely yes.
Thank you, sir. Moving forward with the 70% complete, almost done. Now you will be giving some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. And please indicate if each argument is, again, very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The proposal says, this proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill.
Not at all convincing.
Thank you for your opinion. This proposal will give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having the homeowners pay higher taxes.
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. This proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic, congestion, and too much growth.
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. There are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. This proposal will raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
Not at all convincing.
And that with inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
Not at all convincing.
Thank you, sir. Moving forward with the 81% complete, almost done. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Yes.
Definitely yes or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely yes.
Okay, now you will be giving a statement to complete in your own words. And the statement says, if I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is, you complete it.
That's a good question. Lack of oversight.
Lack of oversight.
Oversight, yeah.
Okay, I appreciate that, sir. Thank you. And before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Mileage Renewal, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved 1 mil for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repair and improvement mileage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved and levied in full, the renewal mileage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Yes, I would vote for it.
Definitely vote yes in favor or probably vote yes in favor?
Definitely.
Thank you. I am now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purposes, just to be sure we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And with which political party are you affiliated? Democrat, Republican, Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
repeat that, liberal what?
Liberal, a moderate or a conservative in your political beliefs, yeah.
I gotcha, liberal.
And is it very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
A college degree.
A 2 years or 4 year degree?
4 year.
4 year, right? Thank you. Do you own or rent the home that you currently are currently living in?
Rent.
Thank you. And do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
No.
Okay, thank you so very much. And what is your main racial background? Hispanic, Asian, Asian American, African American, Black, or White Caucasian?
Caucasian.
Caucasian. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I hope you have an excellent day.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
You're more than welcome. Thank you. Bye now.